Lake Tahoe's winter of 2018 and 19 has been an exceptional one. I don't know the actual snowpack totals to date, but we did nickname the month of February hashtag Februaried due to the relentless snowstorms we received all month. As grateful as I am for all of the snow and the work derived from it, it was nice to see blue skies return in March. On March 31st, I logged my 100th day of cross-country skiing for the season. I also kept alive my streak of skiing at least 100 miles per month for the fourth month in a row. So at some point this season, it felt as if I officially transitioned from being a hiker who cross-country skis in the winter to a cross-country skier who likes to hike during the summer. Life is grand, but I want more. Not necessarily more snow and skiing, nor am I talking specifically about more time and money, although I would gladly accept any of those things if they were presented to me. I understand that building something of value that's meant to last seldom happens overnight. However, for the past 2 years, I've established consistency in my work habits and developed a streamlined workflow, at least with my core projects, that have enabled me to produce quality material. Whether I'm writing articles, making videos to complement those articles, or just putting forth the effort to post inspiring photos on my social media accounts, momentum is building. Most people I've spoken with about Tahoe Trail Guide have been enthusiastic and supportive of my efforts and execution in developing the site. Often they're quick to offer advice and feedback regarding my quote-unquote business. Some ideas are better than others, but no matter what, there's always merit to what they have to say. The problem is that my usual response is, "Yep, that's a great idea, but it'll have to wait." It seems as if I've found myself in a situation similar to being so busy doing my job that I can't get any work done. So what I really want is actually just more of the same, but on my own terms. I want to continue living and working in the outdoor recreation industry, but I want to be the driver and initiator. When a new idea inspires me or an opportunity presents itself, I want to be able to implement that idea or capitalize on that opportunity. The world moves at such a fast pace nowadays that if you're not prepared, flexible, and timely enough to embrace that change or opportunity, it's almost guaranteed that someone will be waiting right behind you to snatch it up for themselves. Does that mean I need more time or want more time off to focus on my projects? Does that mean I need more money so that I don't need to work at my job quite as often? Does that mean I need more money to buy better gear or equipment to use in my projects, or to pay somebody else to perform the work that I don't have the time to complete on my own? These are the questions that I've been struggling with as of late, because I feel like I'm reaching a tipping point in my operation. Everything I'm doing right now is complementing everything I'm doing right now, and I'm finally on the verge of successfully merging art and commerce and balancing my work and well-being. I imagine it's still some years away, however, I will make the transition from having seasonal jobs in the outdoor recreation industry to being a driving force within the industry that inspires people to safely and responsibly recreate outdoors, and hopefully achieve a better quality of life. In the meantime, I'll continue to work on my projects and, more importantly, take my own advice and develop a plan.